closed its doors for the final time on Sunday after being open for nearly 30 years since 1995. Star Brisbane Chief Executive Daniel Finch has commented that the staff responsible for running the Treasury are very emotional about the venue's closure, noting the important part the casino has in the city's history. For 3 days until the opening of the Star on Thursday next week, Brisbane will be without a casino.
An old building by the beach in Surfer Paradise is overrun by squatters. The Seabreeze Apartments is under a plan to transform into a $250 million five-star apartment building by Luskin Group. However, the demolition was deferred due to construction financial requirements. Police said they have received calls from neighbors regarding the tree busting to cause gravity or damage. Luskin Group said the squatters keep returning even after being removed by the police or their constructors.
In national news, a large group of employees that work as plane refuelers at Sydney Airport will strike next Friday if Ampol do not meet their demands regarding wage increases and job security. Over the past 15 years, refuelers have experienced a 3.5% wage increase, despite a 15% increase in cost of living in the same period. Up to 100 flights could be disrupted, with over 50 workers ready to walk off the job if Ampol don't meet the demands of the union.
Monash IVF agreed to pay $56 million to settle a 700-person class action lawsuit. It was accused of inaccurate genetic testing after destroying embryos that were deemed abnormal under a new test called non-invasive PGT that the company later admitted was problematic. Professor Sonia Allen of the University of New England said the settlement means the allegations against Monash IVF will not be disclosed, and we could never receive an ultimate finding on the company's conduct.
In international news, beginning in July 2025, 30 countries in Europe will change their traveller processing methods, implementing a new system called the European Travel Information and Authorization System, or ETIAS. When entering these countries, travellers will have to apply online for an ETIAS, where they will answer questions concerning personal beliefs, travel plans, as well as more detailed background check questions if they have criminal history or have been deported. European Commissioner for Migration, Dimitri Avramopoulos, has said this change will be to improve national security and processing and will neutralise the information gap on visa-free travellers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible shower. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 6. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.